Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Visions of Victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If you were banished to a lonely island, what would you want to have with you? Your answer might reveal something about what you value in life. John, the disciple of Jesus who wrote our reading today, found himself in that situation. Because he had followed Jesus, he was exiled to a rocky island called Patmos. It was a place where the Roman government sent prisoners far, far away from their homes and their families. We don't know if John was able to bring any belongings with him. He must have felt so alone on that island. He knew many of his friends had suffered or even been put to death for following Jesus. John was old, perhaps tired. What could comfort him now? God knew what John needed to find comfort. He allowed John to see visions of heaven, a huge crowd of people who died and were now with Jesus because they had faith in him. Their robes were white because Jesus' blood washed them from every sin. They were enjoying Jesus' victory, free from sin and the troubles of their lives on earth. The sight of this great crowd celebrating in heaven is exactly what John needed to see. Yes, he had patiently endured a lifetime of being bullied and mistreated. And yes, John had moments of feeling down, lonely, and longing to relive beautiful past memories of his time with Jesus. That's all John needed on that rocky island. That beautiful picture of heaven helped him see that someday his patience and endurance would be worthwhile. He and so many others who endured to the end of life for the name of Jesus would celebrate their Savior's victory together in unending life. But here's the wonderful thing about John. It wasn't enough for him to close his eyes and dream of sweet victory. He got busy on that rocky island and wrote down what he saw so that he might inspire others who often experience feelings like him. God gave him the words, and John wrote them down so that now you can see and be comforted by his great vision of heaven. When we are lonely, tired, defeated, or feeling down, read these words given to us from God, who wants us to see what Jesus' victory will someday look like in heaven. Strengthened by these words, we can encourage one another in the faith, wherever we are and with whatever we have, just as John did for us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We fold our hands in prayer. Lord Jesus, you have given us a picture of your victory in heaven to encourage us. Help us to be truly thankful and to share that encouragement with others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.